Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
All right, your Morning Mess. Time for another one. A staycation setup. Actually, this is a side chick staycation setup. This is my absolute favorite thing we do here on the show, man. Listen, we're going to speak to Jessica. She's concerned her boyfriend is cheating with her best friend because she found her best friend's purse in her boyfriend's car.
Oh,
no. Now, Jessica, here's my thought process. You don't trust your best friend then?
No, I don't. I know how they are together, and I don't trust anybody at this point.
That's a shame to hear, but you found your best friend's purse in your boyfriend's car. I mean, have you guys ever been in the car together, like, at all recently?
No, we haven't.
Did they used to see each other? Why are you so kind of concerned that her purse was in his car?
Well, way back when, like, when we were all just, you know, dating around, and me and Maria were friends, I remember her thinking that he was hot back then, and I know that that's a thing, so...
It's definitely something that's made you a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, definitely. And I started noticing Maria would like all of his pictures on Instagram and things like this, and I'm just like, that's a little suspect.
Right. Mm-hmm. Has he ever got caught cheating on you?
No.
No, you got away with it, huh?
Oh, my God.
But I know their relationship. Like, I see the comments, like, looking good.
Looking good?
Yeah, like looking good or like, oh, I see you and like happy face. And it's like, this is a little too friendly.
Have you told her and or him about that makes you uncomfortable?
Yeah, I talked to him about it. I was like, why do you always reply to her comments? Like what?
Oh, he's replying to her comments when he's saying
yes.
things or when
yes.
she's saying things like looking good. Oh, girl.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about? And then he acts like I'm crazy. And I'm like,
yeah, no, you're definitely not crazy.
Yeah, you don't sound crazy at all. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do the staycation setup, which basically means we're going to call... this is a side chick one, so you want us to call your best friend Maria, right?
Yeah.
We're going to offer her a romantic hotel stay and ask her who she wants to put on the reservation. What's your boyfriend's name?
Ray.
So if she says Ray, you know they're messing around. Anish, get into detail with that. Because okay. She might have a crush on her boyfriend. Doesn't mean it's reciprocal.
Right. Okay.
So maybe see how much they've been messing around.
Or like how long.
Yeah.
They've been messing around. Yes.
Okay. Does that sound good, Jess?
Yeah, it does.
Is it automatically over with her friendship and your relationship with him if they are messing around?
1,000%. Are we kidding?
No, we're not. I get it. Because, yeah, that's your best friend
and
your boyfriend.
That's
weird.
No-go. That's, like, no trust. My friends and my boyfriend and, like, people that are closer to me, I have to trust.
All right. Well, we're going to find all that honesty out up next, man. It's the side chick staycation setup. It's the Morning Mess. All right. In the middle of a side chick staycation setup, this is where we try to catch the side chick live on the radio cheating with maybe Jessica's man. Jessica let us know that she thinks her man is messing with her best friend, Maria. Now, Jessica, this is all from that your friend's purse was in your man's car.
Yeah. And I'm like, that is not a mistake. That's like very weird. And it means something.
Hmm. Now, how long you and your man been going out?
Years.
And you have this concern because your friend Maria used to think your boyfriend was hot before you and him started hooking up.
Yeah, like back when we were all just single hanging out, I knew that she thought he was hot. So, that.
Yeah, that's weird. I know you talked to us about them like interacting with each other on Instagram. They're being a little too familiar with each other. But, I mean, you're here for the staycation setup. We're going to call your best friend Maria and we're going to see who she picks for the reservation. I am going to ask some questions about like how long she's seeing him. So, if she does give up some info, just like, just keep it cool until she says the name, okay?
Okay.
Right. Dang. I'm scared.
Yeah.
Here we go. Side chick staycation setup time.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Maria?
Yeah, this is Maria. Who's this?
Maria, hi. Well, my name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel with some great news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. We're putting you up in a penthouse suite with a honeymoon package. Just calling to get your reservation set up and to congratulate you on being our winner.
I don't remember entering into anything. There's got to be a catch.
Well, we're asking for a review of your experience, so kind of a catch, but it's completely free. No deposits, fees, or taxes. Just reviews on Google and Yelp in exchange for the stay. It's really easy, and it's a great opportunity for you and that special someone in your life.
Okay. I mean, do you have this, like, written down? Can you email me the, like, agreement or whatever so that I have it in writing?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to show up and, like, suddenly, like, give me your credit card.
Oh, no. I promise I can get you an email confirmation with all the info. No credit cards needed. So I'm going to get started with your reservation just to show you how great this is. So with this free romantic weekend stay, one of the things we do is we start off by leaving a personalized note. This is for your guest of honor. I'm going to give you a moment to think about what you'd like that note to say.
Oh, that's easy. Can you put for big teddy bear with the XO on it?
I love the nickname. Do you mind me asking, like, how long have you been seeing your person?
Well, we've been seeing each other for a couple months. It's kind of on the low, so this might be fun for us.
Okay, great. Well, I have that note down. Then my next question for you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
Can you put Raymond?
Wow.
Are you fucking kidding me? Of all the men, you go after Ray? What?
Hey, Maria, we do legally got to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your past best friend, Jessica, is on the line right now.
I'm so confused right now.
Like, yeah, so am I. My best fucking friend in the fucking world. You really thought that you could get away with this and go behind my back? This hurts so much.
Speaking behind the back, how long have you and her man Ray been messing with each other?
I heard it. A couple months.
What are you talking about? Where
you just said it yourself.
Yeah, but I was
are you fucking dumb?
Fake name. Who gets a free hotel room? I was just like, take a fake name.
What?
It's not a fake name, though. It's literally your best friend's boyfriend's name.
This is insane.
Just to be clear, Jessica, is that your boyfriend's full name?
Yes. Raymond. That's my fucking boyfriend's name.
Okay, so Maria, you're trying to convince us that the fake name happens to be her man's full government name. Are you kidding?
Again, someone calls me up and wants to give me a free hotel room. I was just, like, giving them a fake name in case this was some, like, identity fraud or whatever.
So Maria, let me jump in here. Maria, why your best friend's man, though?
Why him what? Like, why use his name?
There are a lot of men in the fucking world. There are a lot of men. You have to go after this one? Like, really?
Like, how was your purse found in his car, by the way? So, obviously, you were hanging out with a boyfriend at one point because your purse was in there. Go ahead, make something up, girl. Stop.
Like, what?
I mean, okay, listen. I feel like she's attacking me right now, but he has her.
You think I'm attacking you? You did it all yourself.
Oh. Wait till she sees you in person.
No.
I mean, you know, Ray and I have been friends for a while, and I dropped into the DMs a couple months ago, and we've literally been talking every day since then, and I'm not sure why she's mad at me.
Because she thinks you're her best friend. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I am, but I feel you... like...
What?
With best friends like that, boy.
No!
He's enemies.
Like, wow. You hear the game for me. The thing is, side chicks are always looked down on, but really, it's the men that are actually out here cheating. I'm single.
I'm completely done. Like, the minute I knew that you were with him when you just said his name, I'm just completely done. Don't even call me. Don't look me up. Don't show up to my house.
No double dates. Nothing like that.
Shall we?
Okay.
It's clear that this friendship is over. And I'm so sorry about that, girl. But honestly, Jessica, I think you're better off without Maria. Okay.
Seriously.
Okay. Maria, you still there?
I mean, yeah, I'm still
okay,
here.
Okay, I mean, I just want to know so I can hang up on you. Hold on. All right, so Jessica, seems like what you thought is happening, and now you're single. You can move on with life.
Yeah. This is wild. Thank you guys so much.
No, absolutely. You can get out there. There's no marriage. There's no kids. You can get out there and risk it.
No.
Someone get that biscuit.
No, well, also,
seriously,
what's so important is like...
I want to go live my life.
You should, but you deserve to know that not only was your man cheating on you, but you had a really terrible best friend, and that's not someone you want to keep in your life, you know?
It makes me really sad. sad that you can't trust people.
Yeah.
So I really need to just watch out for myself now.
You do. It's going to be a lucky man out there. Get in there and finagle that bagel.
Oh, Joey.
Maybe you can wrestle that pretzel.
Oh, God. That's a new one.
Give that muffin a concussion.
Oh, my God. Please.
Oh,
you
yes.
Can, maybe you can bone the scone.
No.
That wheat.
Oh,
my God. Can we even say that?
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.